This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We have a little contest going. If you send us a photo of yourself wearing green, wherever you're listening, include your name. For the end of the hour, somebody's going to win a premium MyPillow. So just text them to me at 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Picture of you, where you're, wherever you're listening, wearing green, with your name. We need to know your name. So we can say, hey, you won! And we have some great ones pouring in, so it's kind of fun. 226-8503 for Todd. You see the one fellow with the guy west of Dagmar, Montana? Alan? The only thing green he had on was a pair of, looks like FR gloves. He's out on a rig site, and so we got the green glove, the lime green gloves. That's enough. That's enough. That's all it takes. Little green. Show us some green. Absolutely. Positively. All right. Lynn Helms will join us a little later on this hour, or Allison Ritter, one of the two, an update on the January's cut. Also, some legislative issues they're working on in the Department of Mineral Resources. Always appreciate your calls for them. I know there are always things that come up you have questions about from the Department of Mineral Resources, and a great resource, so give them a call. Chris Berg from Point of View as well. And two other things I wanted to visit about before I get back to the calls. One was a Washington Times story yesterday by Valerie Richardson. Headline, officer's spouses terrorized by threats of murder, rape during Dakota Access Pipeline protests. There's a story in here from Allison Engelstad, who's married to John Engelstad, a sheriff's deputy in Morton County, about the night there was that late night standoff at the bridge near Cannibals, a Sunday night. And the protesters on camera for everyone to see, live video feed, are shooting, we're going to gang rape, watch your family, we're going to kill your daughters, your mothers, your fathers, your grandparents, even you. She gets a call, Allison does, from her husband. Night before Thanksgiving, when her husband called and said, leave. It had intel that the protesters were planning to set fire to the houses of law enforcement, threatening to. So they're in a late night standoff at the bridge near Campbell, and she's getting a call saying, hey, they're down here telling us they're going to set fire to the houses, so you got to leave. So she has to wake up the three boys and drive across town to her parents' house. One of the boys brought a baseball bat for protection. She said about their son, no one was going to hurt the family as long as he had anything to say about it. You know, think about that, though. Think about what they're going through. Carla Arndt is quoted in the story. Her husband, Derek, works for the North Dakota Highway Patrol. She's talking about how they're doing this other places. Saying, you know, they're set up in Iowa now. You don't want another community to have to be torn apart for things to go the way they did here. You know, it's just one story after another you can't believe. Shannon Egan, husband Doug, North Dakota National Guard member. Talked about the self-protection they had to do. They were getting, you know, the self-protection of the officers. And what they're using is used by the others to say, we're going to go get your family. I mean, these officers are getting all kinds of things thrown at him. And this riotous mob setting fires and hurling rocks and frozen water bottles and feces and even, of course, Molotov cocktails, we now know. They're not supposed to have self-protection for that. Just incredible. One thing after another. This story is pretty riveting, and we are going to effort an opportunity to speak with them as well and hear more of the story. It needs to be known. I'll post this on Facebook because it's from the Washington Times, so you see it by the end of the show. And tell you this. Well, I'm going to say this, ask you this. When people are that vile, when they are saying, we're going to gang rape, watch your family, we're going to kill your daughters, your mothers, your fathers, your grandparents, even you. When they talk about, we're going to go to the homes of the law enforcement officers, when they publish, by the way, a list of all the addresses. And pictures of the homes. And say, go there, burn the houses down. Do you see the darkness in that? I can begrudge them a different political opinion. I really can. I don't agree with it. But to go about what they do, how they do it, there's something more there than riotous criminal behavior, eco-terrorist. Do you see the darkness in that? And it's everywhere. I've engaged with these folks. It is I always liken it to the head spinning around in pea soup coming out, but that dates me to crazy old scary movies. But there is a real darkness there. Do you see that? Am I the only one seeing that? Do you connect those dots? I'd love to know. I also got to say a word about my buddy Leo McGaulky. Leo was a World War II veteran that I had the honor of meeting last fall, thanks to a listener to this program. I said, you think you'd love meeting this guy? And I was up in Minot one day for something and went over and met him and sat at his house. And I had such a great time. I said, can I come back and do an interview with you? And he let me do that. And he told us a hilarious story. I mean hilarious story that I don't have time to play today. I want to post the whole interview on Facebook. But he had 35 missions in a B-17 gun turret. Okay. He was the gunner. And he remembered every one of those 35 as vividly as you can possibly imagine. Anyway, passed away yesterday. Our thoughts and prayers to his family. He was well known. Minot Daily News did a number of stories on him. Minot Daily News, I think, might be the best paper in North Dakota, by the way. I really believe that. God bless him. Less resources than maybe a few of the others, but I'm telling you, they get it done, and the stories I see there, and especially the editorial page, how they operate, really do a good job. But anyway, there's a number of stories out there about Leo. Our thoughts and prayers with his family, for sure. Good folks. Pat Bismarck, John Minot, who's first? John Minot. Let's get you in first, then Pat, then Fred. Go ahead, John, you're up.
Yeah, did the FBI ever investigate those people that threaten these law enforcement spouses?
Good idea.
They should have wanted, their families were being terrorized. Why didn't the FBI check in on them?
Yeah. Maybe they should worry more about that than Russia.
Liberals don't want us to have our guns. They don't want us to have self-protection. That's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
So good question. I'll ask some of our congressional members whether there's been any federal investigation there. It should be. Hope it's still ongoing. We got to get to the bottom of this. I'm not done. I know there's some people in the audience say, oh, I just was tired of the Dakota Access thing. I just wanted to go away. You know what? Stick your head in the sand all you want. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it until I know the truth is crystal clear for everybody on everything. And things like this, people are in jail for a long time. Okay, Pat's next. Pat and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was going to comment about the military. You know, they take up half the budget. You know, I was wondering if we could get ExxonMobil to give the vets free gas for the rest of their life if they got to go over there and get their fingers and their eyes and their butts blown off. profit. You got any comment on that?
When you say free gas, are you talking about like a benefit to members of the military? Or are you talking about, hey, why doesn't
the... If you're over there as a veteran, if you're over there in Iraq and running around over there, you're basically providing security for the international oil community.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I don't know what... I don't know why you ask any. I mean, if a company decides to give something free to a member of law enforcement, God bless them, good idea. But I don't know that we go around saying, hey,
talking about the U.S. military, talking about the U.S. military, the people that are over there getting their butts blown off for security for the oil companies.
Well, they're not security for the oil companies. I mean, is your argument? No,
really?
I mean,
are we really that stupid still with the internet?
Well, I mean, I think you just call me stupid, Pat, and that's not the best way to argue.
No,
but
is everybody really that stupid?
Well, look, I think there's been far too many military conflicts related to what, you know, control a certain section of oil. Just hang on, Pat. Hang on. Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We'll finish after this. Hang on.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
One, two, three, four.
On the road again. How about that? Yeah, I am on the road again at the University of Mary Friday for our monthly chat with Monsignor James Patrick Shea and Jerome Richter, to extraordinary leaders at a wonderful institute of higher learning. Looking forward to that. And they have their big gathering, their vocation gathering going on at the University of Mary. And George Weigel, who's this internationally acclaimed scholar and the really biographer of note, of record, of St. John Paul the 2nd on the campus, once again, of the University of Mary. Pretty extraordinary. There'll be an event on Friday night for that, and we're looking forward to being there live and on location. All right, I'll finish with Pat, and then Pat, Len Helms is going to join us on the program today. Update us on some things happening in the legislature and also the latest numbers in oil and gas production. So lots going on. Your questions for him, welcome to here as well. Okay, Pat, so what I was trying to say is, you know, look, I'm not naive enough to not think that when we make a decision, do we or do we not send troops into a particular area, there have been many occasions where that decision, the pluses and the minuses, include if they control oil, prices will skyrocket, our economy will be hurt. There's no doubt about that. And so that's why the idea of the American shale revolution that's going on gives us some freedom to not have to be so, you know, we can remove that plus or minus sometimes from that equation. So I think that's fine. But if your suggestion is we only have a military because we want to defend oil companies, I think you're dead wrong.
Well, we got 12,000 miles of water between us and the rest of the world. So who's rushing our shores anytime soon?
Man, talk about naive and needing an internet, as you accused me of not having earlier.
Look, I looked at my closet this morning. Haji wasn't there with a knife, okay?
Pat. I mean, just look at the headlines. Look at San Bernardino. Look at how many incidents have happened. Look at Orlando. Look at things that have happened. You know, the idea that we can just whistle past the graveyard on, you know, the jihad that is planned against us is crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
This is a war between the Muslims and the Christians started by the international Jewish community.
Oh, man. We're done.
Really?
We're done with that level of blame the Jews for starting a fight, and then now we're, you go, wow, is all I got to say. We're done. But call again. I'd love to play a little ping pong with you another time when I have more time, which I don't right now, because I do need to tell you that we are brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And our friends at Polar Service Center need some people, and they pay up to $32 an hour. So if you are a welder, you're a technician, you work on tanks or trailers, or they need technicians right now. And they pay up to $32 an hour. They have an incredible benefits package, matching 401k. They do it right. They're a great company. And I'm encouraging you to start a conversation with the folks there. Adam is the fellow that I often tell you to call, because if you call directly to Adam, he's a recruiter. He has, a local number. He's out here. He can connect you with the right folks, get you into the queue rather quickly. And here's one other thing I'll tell you before I give you the number for Adam. The nice thing about calling Polar Service Center, it happens quicker. They have a need for people right now in these positions. So they're going to expedite this. If you have a loved one that does some of this work, electrical repairs or brake jobs and suspension systems, technicians, fabricators, tank welders, get them closer to home. Get them working for a great company. 701-495-0997 is that number. 701-495-0997. Len Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, busy morning in Bismarck today, and joins us now. Hello, Len. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Now, I want to start, if we could, on some of the legislative things, and then we'll get into the latest numbers and what they tell us. I know this is, it gets a little wonky because we have to get into some of the details, but just in a broad overview, what are your main priorities at the legislative session?
Well, Scott, there are some big issues being talked about at the legislature, again, concerning oil and gas, and that rightfully so, with it being either the first or second largest economic contributor to North Dakota's economy. And so we're tracking several things, obviously, agency budgets, because the revenue numbers are down, and we've helped adjust those revenue numbers. But there's legislation affecting spill reporting. There's legislation affecting environmental audits. There's legislation to create a new Department of Environmental Quality. And today we were sitting and talking about minerals under Lake Sakakawea. So all of those pieces and parts are moving right now, and there's some very important decisions being made by our policymakers.
The minerals under Sakakawea, how do you see that resolving? I know there's been a lot of back and forth, and that I've had some concern over, because it looked to me like the state decided it wanted to have some more money. And so they were using a way to say, well, these are our minerals now because they're under the lake. But I've been assured by Attorney General Wayne Stengen that the lake is a target of no one, and it's simply the legitimate concern of where are the boundaries of the river. What's your take on where we're at?
So the legislature, their number one interest is to get the issue resolved as quickly as possible, to get it out of the courts and out of the long-term litigation so that there's some certainty provided, not just to oil and gas operators, but to the mineral owners and the state along that river. And so it looks like they're headed towards establishing the Corps of Engineers pre-dam survey of the river as the standard, but allowing for a two-year hearing process for people to challenge that and say, well, for these reasons, the science tells us that the high water mark is different than that survey, and try to get all of those issues settled in the next 2 years, which would be great news for all of the folks that are contesting or have disputed leases along that river.
One I liked, a piece of regulation that was being contemplated, was similar to what Wyoming or South Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas have in the law related to environmental health and safety audits, a find-it-fix-it idea in the code. Explain that.
Absolutely. Very nice, clear bill, and I want to give kudos to the Assistant Attorney General that works for the Health Department. She rewrote that bill. As it came to the legislature, it was the Texas version, and it didn't look like it was going to work particularly well for the Health Department or for the Industrial Commission, but that bill was rewritten, and it's a good-looking piece of legislation. I'll give you an example. Let's say an oil company decided to make an acquisition. They went out and did an environment. They've already signed the paperwork and committed to buy this property, but they do an environmental survey, and they find that the previous operator put some stuff in the cuttings pit that wasn't exempt Class 2 waste. This would give them an opportunity to do that audit, and while they were doing the audit, be free from civil penalties, but also it would put some strict timelines on them to report each place they found it and to correct the problem. And so it allows industry the breathing room to self-report those problems with a strict timeline on getting them fixed and corrected, and not be worrying about attorneys and civil penalties getting in the way of fixing the problem. So it's a nice piece of legislation, the way it was rewritten, and we hope it passes.
We're chatting with Lynn Hamilton of the Department of Mineral Resources on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. Norma in New Salem has a question for you. Jim in Billings County, Chris in Dickinson, and Fred in Wing, if you have questions for Lynn as well. Love to have your questions. They're waiting in queue. More folks coming up on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Carrington, North Dakota is one of our top 10 towns we spend a lot of time in, and we appreciate it very much. Dakota Gore's Pasta up there. Man, I love that place. They do a good, it's just a great North Dakota story. Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Central City Grain, they'll take care of you. Carrington Chamber, the CDC, and the Visitors Bureau, great to work with. Central Steel Building and Construction, they do good, great work. All our fine sponsors up in Carrington, hello to all of them. Appreciate them very much, and hope to see you again soon. And we'd love to come to your town. Just exchanging emails with Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botano, and we'll be heading up there this summer sometime, so we look forward to that. Botano, another one of our top 10 towns. So love to come to your town. You got an event or something going on, you want What's On Your Mind to come broadcast and talk about some folks, you just let us know who some of the folks in town that might be a good place to sponsor our broadcast from and be at. We'd like to be there. So send me a note. ScottH@flagfamily.com is the email. ScottH@flagfamily.com or 701-367-2054. Back with Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Before I go to these calls, well, let me get to Norma first here. She's been waiting a while, and then I'll come back with a budget question for you. Norma, all right, in New Salem, your question for Lynn Helms. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering, how long does it take for a gallon of oil to go through the Dakota Access Pipeline from where it starts in North Dakota down to Illinois? It's a trivia question that, you know, it's just curious.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Norma. And the answer is that it takes approximately 3 weeks. So if it starts over there pretty much where the first crossing of the Missouri River is, over by Trenton, and travels down to Illinois, it takes about 3 weeks for that gallon of oil to reach the terminus of the end of Dakota Access. Seems like a long time, and there's a lot of oil flowing through there, but it's a very long distance, and it really isn't moving that fast.
So how much pressure is behind to force that oil to go?
Well, and that's going to vary a little bit across the different segments, but this particular pipeline is designed to operate at right around 1,000 pounds per square inch. It's using modern steel and a very thick pipeline, and that allows it to keep everything in the liquid form and to operate at the optimum flow rate so that everything's in laminar flow.
Okay. I was just curious as to, you know, how long that first gallon will take to get down there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. My understanding is there is oil at both ends of the lake right now. And I don't know when, but soon when they finish under the lake, obviously then things will be complete. Does that sound right, Lynn, that there'd be oil at both sides?
I don't think the pipeline is full downstream of the Owyhee Crossing. I believe it's full right down to the Owyhee Crossing. And then it after they complete that sometime next week, they'll fill that segment. But I could be wrong, Scott. I don't think that the side from Owyhee to Illinois is full.
Chris and Dickinson for Lynn Helms. Go ahead.
Good morning. I got one question and one comment. Question is, today, what is our break-even cost per barrel oil, considering transport costs and all that?
For the average for North Dakota on a break-even cost today is $29, North Dakota delivered price. That varies county to county, but the overall average is $29. And so, if the price was $29, people would make absolutely $0, and they have to make a return on their investment.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And my comment is this morning that Heidi Heitkamp is putting on a conference or a seminar here in Dickinson for women on the Family Medical Leave Act, and my wife will be in attendance. So I told her to ask her how she plans on voting on the methane rule, and if she's for it or against it. And if she's for it, then she's obviously for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. If she's against it, she's for the state of North Dakota. So if she gets a chance to ask it, I'll let you know on Monday how that went.
Hey, please do. Please do, Chris.
Really appreciate that. And we're encouraging Senator Heitkamp to support that CRA and eliminate that rule. It doesn't help North Dakota. In fact, it hurts the tribe and the state of North Dakota. It goes backwards.
Yep, I agree. So, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you very much. So, if that rule is in, what is the ultimate impact to North Dakota land?
Well, the ultimate impact is that the Bureau of Land Management starts to apply some of their rules on gathering and flaring to wells in a spacing unit or a communitized area that are owned by either the state or private mineral owners. And so the overreach allows them to take this rule. Anytime there's even the slightest amount of federal ownership in one of those tracts of land and apply it to all the mineral owners in that tract. The other problem with the rule is that it's phased in to get around. They knew that if they didn't phase it in, we would be able to show real and immediate harm to the state and get an injunction. So they phase it in, and by phasing it in, they don't catch up with the state of North Dakota's flaring restrictions for 6 years.
Questions or comments, welcome for Lynn Hales of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Let's talk about the latest month that we have. Well, let me first ask you about the budget, because I think this is, in my mind, an example where North Dakota is able to stay in the sound financial position that it is in, but it also recognizes that these are tough times as it pertains to the amount of dollars that are coming into the state government, and that's your budget. How many people will you have reduced as a result of the budget drop?
Yeah, and I want to ditto your comment there, Scott. These people who are working on the appropriations committees are doing an absolutely fantastic job. They're doing their very best to come up with a good revenue forecast and to fit the budget to that. So right now we're authorized for 110 employees. The budget is going to reduce that by 8. That will take us down to actually 8.5, take us down to 101.5. Seven of those are vacant positions right now, but they've built in contingency positions. So if oil activity picks up and we end up with a bunch more wells to inspect or rigs to inspect, we can add people back. And so very, very thoughtful, very wise budgeting process going on.
Yeah. So what we're talking about here is scaling this to the level of activity, essentially.
That's correct. Yep.
Because previously that was one of the challenges, wasn't it? When the ramp up happened, you didn't really have the ability to ramp up your staff.
No, you're absolutely right. We were always 2 years behind the curve because it was growing at a faster and faster pace, and we could only adjust our budget every 2 years. So we were always adjusting to what had happened in the most recent 2 years, and by the time we got back here again for a new budget, it had grown immensely in that 2-year period of time. So this will allow people to be added and subtracted as needed.
Fred in Wing, question for Len Helms. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, I was going to say something about coal, but I'm sure he's involved with that too. First of all, I'd like to say Hodge's not at the door with his knife, but he is. But ISIS has got more knives, more bullets, because we didn't defend oil in the Middle East. So I just wanted to add that comment. But I have done a lot of research with coal myself over the years, and coal is not a poisonous thing at all. It's not a pollutant of any sorts. We've fed coal to our hogs. We've fed coal to our cattle. It's a very inert mineral that is not poisonous, and it can be used as a fertilizer. You can take coal right out of the ground. Don't put any oil on it or anything, and you can put it out on your ground, and it has more fertilizer value for plant nutrients than even manure does that you get put on your ground for fertilizer, you know, as a natural sort of fertilizer. And coal is not a bad thing that way. And, you know, if you go over to center right now and you drive down, go 3 miles west of center and go south, you can see the open coal mine. It's about 140 to 100 feet of dirt on top of it. It's compressed plant and animal material, and it's been there for 4,500 years. God gave it to us. Noah's flood covered that stuff up. And, you know, it's there for us.
Okay, Fred, you're going to have to ask a question to Lynn here because I just have a short amount of time with him left.
Does he think that, am I right? Can you use that for fertilizer? Can you use it for livestock?
First of all, I love coal as much as you do, Fred, so I'm with you on that. Yeah. But how about the alternative uses? Is that doable, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's all about applying modern science, but coal is an amazing source of carbon. It can be gasified. It can be, if it's oxidized, it becomes something called leonardite, and it's a great soil enhancer. You know, it's all about how we utilize the coal. And in North Dakota, we've got about an 800-year supply at the rate we're mining it right now. We need to be smart about it, not outlawed or regulated out of business.
A minute left. Tell me what I need to know about the latest numbers. You know, do they tell us much on this ramp up?
Well, I think they reflect the optimism of the industry, Scott. We stayed pretty much just flat on oil wells. They shut in old oil wells and they completed several new ones, and that gave us about a 40,000 barrel a day, almost 50,000 barrel a day bump in production. Industry is trying to hire frac crews, and they've very much in the second half of this year want to take that 800 uncompleted well count down to about 300. So by the end of the year, we ought to see production turn the corner and start back up again. By the end of next year, we think we'll be back above a million.
Is there any dampening in the robust, let's go get this done, and it's the new normal is going to, you know, crank back up here and get some pretty significant activity going because of oil dropping below 50 there and getting a little scare with production? Is that just the ebb and flow of you know, supply and demand, do you believe, or is there something more there?
No, I'm not hearing anybody lose their optimism over what has recently happened. I think all the markets realize that by the second or third quarter of this year, we're going to be essentially balanced supply and demand, and it's just a matter of time before the excess storage is used up. So the optimism is there.
Got it.
Sure, they may adjust up and down a little bit, but it's not going to be brakes on or pedal to the metal.
Great report. Our best to the whole team over there. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources, on What's on Your Mind. Chris Berg, when we come back, and a hero.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Melissa's here from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo to tell us about the Aaron Chair.
The Aaron Chair is a classic, iconic chair manufactured by Herman Miller. It was first introduced in 1994, and since then technology has changed, so Herman Miller decided to remaster the chair this year.
So an all-new Aaron Chair is coming out. Tell us a little bit about what will be different.
Well, it looks just like the classic Aeron, maintained its classic form, but everything has changed except for the size. And it's not what you see that has changed, but it's what you feel. Herman Miller has increased comfort and ergonomic support by providing a new pellicle material, and that's where Aeron gets its name, think aeration. The pellicle allows heat and humidity to pass through the seat and backrest to maintain even comfort and skin temperatures.
So this, again, looks very similar to the classic Aeron that everybody's familiar with, but everything else has been changed except for the size and the frame. And what is new? What are the new features?
It has a smooth ride. The new tilt allows the chair to move with the user in a natural way. You can shift from forward position for typing and intense focus to reclining postures for conversation and contemplation. It also has a posture fit SL, which supports the full spine, not just lumbar support. It supports both the sacrum and lumbar regions to mimic a strong, healthful standing position.
See the new Aeron at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment or just because state rebates save me money or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long neck geese.
Hey, thanks for sending all the photos of how you're listening, where you're listening, and wearing your green today. I mean, they poured in like crazy. They just, I'm inundated with them. And we are going to pick a winner before the end of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Chris Berger is coming up. We're going to talk about a lightning bolt moment from the budget director at the White House yesterday. Pretty amazing. Before we do that, I got to play a little bit of the interview I did last fall with Leo McCulkey. Leo was a B-17 bomber, and he loved telling stories about his 35 missions in the gun turret of this thing. And he told me some great stories, but this one took the cake. Listen to a little of this.
The English booze ain't worth a damn. And I hated it. But when we get to Italy, them guys all got American booze. Beer, you name it. So me and radio operator, we string a net into Bombay, and we loaded it up with American booze, and we put some in the radio room with the radio man. So we take off for Toulouse, France, where we're going to bomb.
You've got now a B-17 loaded up like a liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Headed for France.
In the Bombay, headed for Toulouse, France. And the radio man called me, and he says, Mac, you better get up here. Why? He says, come on up. I'm in the ball turret. So I come back up out of the ball turret in the radio room, and here's, we had two bottles of cognac in the radio room, and when we got to altitude, they popped. And he's half drunk. So I sat down, and between the two of us, we have a little conversation.
You didn't want this to go to waste.
No.
The cork had popped, right?
So I had to get up front to throw the bomb loose for Toulouse, France, back into the radio room to the beer bottle, back to England. When we get to England, we ain't feeling no pain.
Oh, my gosh, is that a great story. Him or I, we're not feeling any pain. And they talked about how they had to explain it to the ground crew. Full interview, a lot of stories about almost every one of his 35 missions in our we're going to put up on Facebook. So we'll have it. It'll be on the Facebook page after the show today. Take the time if you get a chance. Just in salute to a good man, Leo McCalkey, Minot, North Dakota. What a hero. Another of our World War II vet treasures. A loss that passed away yesterday from up in Minot, North Dakota. Chris Berg from 630 Point of View is here. Hello, Mr. Berg. How are you?
Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And God bless that man and thank him for his service.
Folks, you got to find a World War II vet. There are so very precious few left. Find one and have them tell you a story. Thank them. Take a picture with them. Celebrate them because we have literally hours left, relatively speaking, with all these good folks. Mick Mulvaney is the White House budget director, but he's a former member of Congress. He's up at the White House yesterday talking about different priorities and things that are going on. All the members of Congress are firing, hey, what about this? What about old Meals for Wheels? And, oh, what about the space program? And you guys hate this and you hate that. And he gets asked about, something related to spending on climate change. Here's what he said.
Regarding the question as to climate change, I think the president was fairly straightforward. That we're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money to go out and do that. So that is a specific tie to his campaign.
What do you think of that, Chris Berg?
I just chuckle. I mean, I think that's been an incredible, I hate to use the word talking point, but way for the Dems to go out there and talk about, you know, this disaster that's coming. And look, I haven't studied the models. I don't know exactly what these models say. There's been a lot of people that said it's been, you know, called deemed climate gate because of the models they've used. What I do know is this, is that we had a big storm, a nor'easter, they call it, this week over in, the East Coast. Everyone said New York City was going to get pummeled. You could see it there on the map. We've got some of the best technology ever when it comes to meteorology and weather. And they're like, hey, New York, get ready. Here it comes. And then the day of the storm comes, and New York just got a light dusting because it went another direction. They're going to tell us, they can't even tell us where the weather's going to be a few days from now. We're going to expect that, oh, my gosh, this is going to happen 50 years from now because of some model. I'm glad they're doing this, and it's obvious. They're saying, hey, let's put jobs back to work, get rid of some of these regulations, and make America great again.
Absolutely. No question about it. Chris Berg, 630 Point of View. Check him out. Are you off tonight for March Madness again? You back Monday?
We're off tonight. We're back Monday. Monday we'll be talking about, as I'm sure you know, and I think I want your thoughts on this, Scott. The casino bill came out of committee. Do not pass recommendation 13-2 was going to be on the House floor today, and now it's going back to committee on Monday. What's the gamesmanship, do you think?
I think the gamesmanship is do it the way that will be the best way forward if there are additional casinos on the ballot for people to decide. And not an initiated measure. So I think they're just trying to do it what they view as the best plan, should they go that route. And again, having the people vote in my mind is never a bad idea. So people trying to kill this, I have no idea why you kill it.
Do you think Al's trying to go wrangle up some votes over the weekend or
maybe? Probably improve the bill, I would imagine. He's just trying to improve the bill, so.
Got it, okay.
Absolutely. Anyway, you have a fabulous weekend, my good man.
You too, my friend.
We got to pick a winner here, folks, for our contest. Send us the pictures of your green. Listen, and Todd, just a few shout-outs to a few folks. We can't do everybody, but, I mean, incredible.
Well, and I love Alan West of Dagmar, Montana. We've got Connor and Dad from Alexandria, Minnesota. Some Folks from Watford City, Warren Beeler. My favorite, though, is Tim Thusen, a green shirt with big, big white lettering. This is my only green shirt. I need one of those for next year.
Unbelievable. And we have not enough time to pick out a winner out of the hat here, for crying out loud here, right? No, here it is. Nicole Thompson, Jamestown, North Dakota. We'll put her picture up. She said she was hauling some corn to get dried and sold. Happy St. Paddy's Day. God bless you.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.